ask what we're going to do with Liberator as time goes on, and I've said over and over, we need a daily paper. And I'm just doing this while EJ's changing the tapes and things, so that I have some filler here. This is what we need to do. You see, we need to take these kinds of articles. We're buried in them. Blessings be to the readers, because it is coming through. We have one subscriber, for instance, to the Liberator, who sends it out to 5,000 more. This way it gets scattered. You may not know about it in this place. This is responsibility someone else has taken, expense someone else has taken. And when we are talking about mailing out, that is 4,000 more than these ones have subscribers for. And from all over come these things where ones are beginning to read between the lines, or they really see something that they consider valid. This one was sent to me because it was considered, out of all the mess of politicians, one had finally come up with a proper attitude. But these are the things we need to share. The Liberator needs to be a clearinghouse, a place where these kinds of articles can be broken down and utilized. We have, thank you Ed and EJ for working with the Napa Sentinel. This is a little newspaper that has guts enough to go out and print some unprintable things, such as the October Surprise and the Inslaw cases and a few things like that. And working with them, we will run the Inslaw cases and their writings in the Liberator in a series, so that we don't have to devote the entire Liberator to that subject. But we need to grow, and we need to grow in that way, not just sharing hyped up, the photon belt is coming and nobody else in the world seems to know it. That's wonderful for sensationalism, and your enemy tries to negate it on the basis of being sensationalism and untrue. But for this interim period of time, we will just do the best we can. And this is one way that we can get more information discussed. And I appreciate your bearing with me. I cannot have 3 meetings in a week. She's already hoarse. And I can't wear out her voice because I have to have it. And we are still writing at the same level. So in order to meet our needs and get through this period of time, because a myriad of other things must also be attended, we just need to hold hands, work together, and just do the best we can. And I appreciate all of you who are willing to come out and share with us, because I have to repeat, this is not some kind of a performance. And this is a little new to ones who come to experience for the first time, because they expect Jay-Z Knight and a little bit of show and tell, or Penny Torres tripping around toe dancing in a swami robe. I'm sorry, that's not what we're about. We're the hosts, and we're sent in preparation for the second coming, as you call it, of the master teacher. And you don't recognize who we are. We are your elder brothers. We're your elder civilization. And it's time that you come into knowing. And knowing means we work hard. It doesn't mean that we get to have a show and tell. We get to share and show and tell. But that's where it stops. And if one wish to work in anything that we have going on here, you're just absolutely welcome. But it's not what it appears to be, obviously, to readers far and wide out there who write us these incredibly insulting letters, painful letters, when ones are giving all they can give, all they have, every minute of their 24 hours, because I put you once to work the minute you lay your head on that pillow. And you all know it. And that's part of the reason for your confusion. But it's got to be that way. This has got to be done. So I welcome you. I'm a little offended when ones leave our place and go somewhere else and carry dirty laundry, for goodness sakes, when all I see is that their own is the only dirty laundry present. We don't ask for anything. We would hope for some respect, and we receive incredible amounts of love and unbelievable appreciation. So I certainly don't aim this at anyone. But I feel I should clear it up. In fact, the only reason Dorma wears dark glasses is not for the Hollywood view or sit in this director's chair. This is about as uncomfortable as anything you could put your body in. It's because there's some who don't hear too well. And it's easier if you can see. And until the last few, well, until really we started making the tapes of these meetings available, because we were just bogged. We couldn't share anymore without doing that. Did we have any kind of a speaker system at all? So it was shout and yell time. This way we can get 10 times as much said before she loses her voice. She wears dark glasses because her eyelids are very thin. And we create such a light field that pretty soon her eyes are extremely irritated. And once again, I have to go back over to her place with her, and we have to write again. We write in sittings of like 3 hours at a time. And I apologize if, you know, if the image, and this is what comes back to us, is that the image is of some kind of show going on here, a bunch this with this kooky bunch. Well, number one, we are caring people, and we are not kooky, and we are not a bunch. And I revere and respect every being that will come and share truth with us, because it is a magnificent plan unfolding. If you think the adversary's plan is nifty, let me tell you, God's plan is incredible. And we are laying foundation. Ones out there have to get the call. They've been waiting and waiting and searching. And I am blessed by ones who search one more portal. If you feel a need to go search after here, after stopping by here, do so. But discern carefully. Look at what we ask of you. Because I have to remind you, we ask nothing. God asks all. And once you have offered it, he doesn't even bother to take it. He gives it back to you. The one gift given to mankind is freedom of will. And when you offer it to him, humbly, gratefully, and sincerely, he turns it back to you. And you are blessed 100-fold.
Commander, that must be a profound. We have another time for another tape now. Thank you.
10-4, Roger and over. What we're going to do. with a liberator as time goes on, and I've said over and over, we need a daily paper. And I'm just doing this while EJ is changing the tapes and things, so that I have some filler here. This is what we need to do. You see, we need to take these kinds of articles. We're buried in them. Blessings be to the readers, because it is coming through. We have one subscriber, for instance, to the Liberator, who sends it out to 5,000 more. This way it gets scattered. You may not know about it in this place. This is responsibility someone else has taken, expense someone else has taken. And when we are talking about mailing out, that is 4,000 more than these ones have subscribers for. And from all over come these things where ones are beginning to read between the lines, or they really see something that they consider valid. This one was sent to me because it was considered, out of all the mess of politicians, one had finally come up with a proper attitude. But these are the things we need to share. The Liberator needs to be a clearinghouse, a place where these kinds of articles can be broken down and utilized. We have, thank you Ed and EJ for working with the Napa Sentinel. This is a little newspaper that has guts enough to go out and print some unprintable things, such as the October Surprise and the Inslaw cases and a few things like that. And working with him, we will run the Inslaw cases and their writings in the Liberator in a series, so that we don't have to devote the entire Liberator to that subject. But we need to grow, and we need to grow in that way, not just sharing hyped up, the photon belt is coming and nobody else in the world seems to know it. That's wonderful for sensationalism, and your enemy tries to negate it on the basis of being sensationalism and untrue. But for this interim period of time, we will just do the best we can, and this is one way that we can get more information discussed. And I appreciate your bearing with me. I cannot have 3 meetings in a week. She's already hoarse. And I can't wear out her voice because I have to have it. And we are still writing at the same level. So in order to meet our needs and get through this period of time, because a myriad of other things must also be attended, we just need to hold hands, work together, and just do the best we can. And I appreciate all of you who are willing to come out and share with us, because I have to repeat, this is not some kind of a performance. And this is a little new to ones who come to experience for the first time, because they expect Jay-Z Knight and a little bit of show and tell, or Penny Torres tripping around toe dancing in a swami robe. I'm sorry, that's not what we're about. We are the hosts, and we're sent in preparation for the second coming, as you call it, of the Master Teacher. And you don't recognize who we are. We are your elder brothers. We are your elder civilization. And it's time that you come into knowing, and knowing means we work hard. It doesn't mean that we get to have a show and tell. We get to share and show and tell. But that's where it stops. And if ones wish to work in anything that we have going on here, you're just absolutely welcome. But it's not what it appears to be, obviously, to readers far and wide out there who write us these incredibly insulting letters, painful letters, when ones are giving all they can give, all they have, every minute of their 24 hours, because I put you once to work the minute you lay your head on that pillow. And you all know it. And that's part of the reason for your confusion. But it's got to be that way. This has got to be done. So I welcome you. I'm a little offended when ones leave our place and go somewhere else and carry dirty laundry, for goodness sakes, when all I see is that their own is the only dirty laundry present. We don't ask for anything. We would hope for some respect, and we receive incredible amounts of love and unbelievable appreciation. So I certainly don't aim this at anyone. But I feel I should clear it up. In fact, the only reason Dorma wears dark glasses is not for the Hollywood view or sit in this director's chair. This is about as uncomfortable as anything you could put your body in. It's because there's some who don't hear too well. And it's easier if you can see. And until the last few, well, until really we started making the tapes of these meetings available, because we were just bogged. We couldn't share anymore without doing that. Did we have any kind of a speaker system at all? So it was shout and yell time. This way we can get 10 times as much said before she loses her voice. She wears dark glasses because her eyelids are very thin. And we create such a light field that pretty soon her eyes are extremely irritated. And once again, I have to go back over to her place with her, and we have to write again. We write in sittings of like 3 hours at a time. And I apologize if, you know, if the image, and this is what comes back to us, is that the image is of some kind of show going on here, a bunch this with this kooky bunch. Well, number one, we are caring people, and we are not kooky, and we are not a bunch. And I revere and respect every being that will come and share truth with us, because it is a magnificent plan unfolding. If you think the adversary's plan is nifty, let me tell you, God's plan is incredible. And we are laying foundation. Ones out there have to get the call. They've been waiting and waiting and searching. And I am blessed by ones who search one more portal. If you feel a need to go search after here, after stopping by here, do so. But discern carefully. Look at what we ask of you. Because I have to remind you, we ask nothing. God asks all. And once you have offered it, he doesn't even bother to take it. He gives it back to you. The one gift given to mankind is freedom of will. And when you offer it to him, humbly, gratefully, and sincerely, he turns it back to you. And you are blessed 100-fold.
Commander, that must be a profound. We have another time for another tape now. Thank you.
10-4, Roger and over.